Les problèmes d'impôts fonciers impayés sur le pétrole et le gaz est loin d'être résolus dans les municipalités rurales. D'après le rapport de l'association Rural Municipalities of Alberta, qui représente 69 conseils municipaux et districts de la province, certaines sociétés persistent à ne pas payer leurs taxes aux municipalités. Selon le président de la dite association, Paul McLaughlin, le problème est clair. Il n'y a pas assez de mécanismes à marge pour forcer ces entreprises à payer, raison pour laquelle il y a eu une augmentation de 6% par rapport au montant déclaré pour l'année d'imposition 2021. Écoutons.
This is the third annual report where we've gone to our members. We've had 100% feedback from our members, the 69 rural municipalities that cover 85% of the land base in the province, but 15% of the population. What's really the issue is that the oil and gas have taxes due to us, and we don't have mechanisms to force them to pay their taxes. And this has resulted in year over year an increase in taxes that are due to us. Alarmingly, what you have is a situation where you actually have an extremely profitable industry, but still we've had a significant and not, in fact, actually the largest increase in unpaid taxes this year. Which has resulted in a 6.5% increase over last year of unpaid taxes to the members I represent.
Dans la région de Rivière-la-Paix, certaines sociétés pétrolières s'inscrivent également au rang de ceux qui ne payent pas leurs impôts aux municipalités. Le président de Rural Municipalities of Alberta, McLaughlin, nous en parle.
It's been a significant problem. Truth be told, it's been a problem throughout the entire province, including the Peace River region. And so it's actually a province-wide issue. And definitely it's a little more difficult than the north, just smaller populations. This is a bigger impact on their budgets too as well.
Jusqu'ici, le gouvernement a pris quelques mesures qui ne résolvent toujours pas le problème. À cet effet, le président de l'association Rural Municipalities of Alberta demande au gouvernement de davantage renforcer ses mesures afin de résoudre ce problème d'impôts impayés dans la province de l'Alberta.
Yeah, the government has taken a few steps, but those have not resulted in the effective change in payment of taxes. So we're asking for a more aggressive and stronger push by the government to make unpaid taxes part of the licensing and operation of facilities and the transferring of facilities in the province of Alberta.
Le président va jusqu'à proposer des solutions qui pourraient aider le gouvernement à gérer ce problème. Selon lui, l'Alberta Energy Regulator est mieux placé pour mettre la pression à ses entreprises afin qu'elles payent ce qu'elles doivent aux municipaux.
Our hope is the government. We've tried a few mechanisms and I will acknowledge that municipal affairs has incorporated the use of special liens, that meaning we can actually put on title forced payment, those type of things. We've asked the regulator, which is the Alberta Energy Regulator, to consider unpaid taxes as a criteria. Most of it has been fairly unsuccessful to date. And so what we're actually asking for is a strengthened signal from the Alberta Energy Regulator to actually ensure that property taxes are paid by oil and gas companies that are operating, and just as significantly, surface lease payments. So that's the payment for wells on private property in rural Alberta to ensure that those are paid in full as well.
Toutefois, certaines municipalités, à l'instar de Northern Sunrise County, ne rencontrent pas ce problème avec les entreprises pétrolières dans leur municipalité. Corinna Williams, préfète de Northern Sunrise County, dit que c'est une chance pour eux.
We are the fortunate ones in that we don't have that many outstanding oil and gas taxes. We are 90,000 and change that's owing to us, where we collaborate quite well with our companies, and we've been again very fortunate that we're not in the same circumstances as our neighboring municipalities who have much higher outstanding oil and gas taxes.
Au cours des dernières années, le conseil municipal de Northern Sunrise a pu développer des stratégies pour amener ses entreprises à payer leurs taxes sans trouble. Écoutons.
We have worked with some companies that previous years were having some problems, so we were able to work out a payment plan with them that was accountable for both sides, and that seemed to work quite well. So we're certainly willing to work with our companies and vice versa.
Corinna Williams a de la peine pour les municipalités voisines qui sont victimes et en même temps, elle s'insurge contre toutes ces entreprises qui refusent de payer les impôts fonciers aux municipalités. Écoutons.
Our concern is those companies are still using that infrastructure that is still having to be paid for. That is a that municipality is providing to that industry. So it's disappointing when they're still up and running, they're still paying their shareholders, but they're not paying their taxes. And we do feel for our neighbors in that circumstance.
Ce problème n'est pas sans impact sur ces municipalités victimes. Par exemple, des impôts sont augmentés dans d'autres domaines d'activité pour combler le vide. Pourtant, ces sociétés pétrolières amassent de l'argent au quotidien. Corinna Williams, préfète de Northern Sunrise County.
So absolutely, the impacts mainly are service levels have to change. Municipalities that are in dire circumstances, which we know of a few are, that they have to decide what service levels they have to reduce, and likely the end of the day having to increase taxes to other areas, which is really unfair because you've got a company that's still working, again, that's still paying their shareholders but not paying their taxes, but utilizing the services that have been put forward for them from the municipality that they are in.
Dans un communiqué publié, Paul McLaughlin déclare que sans les municipalités rurales, l'industrie pétrolière et gazière serait loin d'être prospère qu'elle est. Par ailleurs, il dit que les impôts fonciers collectés servent à la construction et à l'entretien des routes et des ponts permettant à l'industrie pétrolière d'accéder aux ressources. C'était Imelda Wafak, Northwest FM, pour l'initiative de Journalisme Local.